Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoe,
rain in my shoe,
searching for you. Sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride.
Well, here's an update for you. The wind just changed. It's out of the hard north, northeast. The wind's blowing like a crazy guy. Now the rain's coming down. We're about a minute away before officially we're back in the field. I'm not holding my breath. We got the all clear sign, folks. Both teams are back out of the field. They're stretching. They're trying to stay loose. And they're not staying dry by any means. Everyone out there, everyone's dancing out there like it's Mardi Gras. You know, the ones who are surviving out there, they say, you know what? Forget the coats. Forget the rain jackets. Forget the umbrellas. It's them against Mother Nature, and I think Mother Nature's going to win. Indeed, I think local laundromats are going to have their hands full pretty quick here, but at the moment, the clock is winding down to 15 seconds. Hold your breath, folks. I feel like it's New Year's Eve here. Both teams just trying to get this game in. And we are at... And both all the officials are now back out of the field. So we're getting things underway. Currently, the score is Ubley 30, Memphis 20. And when we stop the game, we're at 11 minutes and 2 seconds in the third quarter to go. And who had the ball, Dave? Ubley had the ball. Ubley started the half with the ball. They got about 2 plays in before we went into a nice little delay. And now we're back to the game. So both teams, looks like Memphis is ready to go. They have their defense out there. Ubley's getting some last minute debriefings in. And we're going to be back underway. Rehydrate. That's right. My old partner, Ron Lehrman, who has put himself into retirement. Dave Hansen trying to fill his shoes, and indeed he did with them by getting a nice big bag of popcorn. All right. Both teams out there. Now Ubley's new jerseys went from black and orange to black and red. It almost looks like the Sandusky Redskins are out there. It is just pouring, folks. When I say it's pouring, that is no exaggeration. It is coming left to right across your radio from the north. The wind just switched just a few minutes ago, and now it got a little bit more chilly. You know, Dave, I'm impressed by the people out there wearing the fleeces. You know, fleece is a really water-deflective material out there. They're going to see it all right. First and 10 for the Bearcats. In the T formation, going to keep it on the ground, keep it out of the air. It's a handoff. For two, the right side to number 12, that's Bland. Around the right side, pushes forward for about 2 yards, brings up second and 8.
Sort of something banged up on the side. We stopped the game for him. He's back and looks like he's ready to go.
Second and 8 now for the Bearcats. Rolling to the left is Sweeney on the keeper. He pushes forward for about 5 yards, across midfield to the 49 of Memphis. Brings up second and 4 for the Bearcats.
Tripped up by Gadke, also finished up by number 15, Serge Bowles.
We haven't quite seen it yet, as Ubley's predominantly on the run, but Memphis's game is going to be drastically changed here because of these inclement weather somewhere.
No question about it. The ball is going to be tougher to grip. It's going to be very difficult to throw the ball downfield. Be very curious to see how Memphis adjusts to this weather. This suits the Ubley Bearcats style of offense.
And they run up to the line, G formation, Sweeney under center. And it's a handoff to the right side. To number 12, Bland. He breaks the room. He's at room. He's at a 30. He's at a 20. He's at a 5. And he's in.
Oh,
touchdown, Ubley. It is a 49-yard run for Brian Bland. The 5'5", 150 senior runs 49 yards, breaks through 2 tackles, and has nothing but open green space in front of him. Just like that, Ubley shoots out of the cannon with 6 points. It's now 36 Ubley, Memphis 20, with 9:36 to go in this third quarter. Wow.
Just got done saying, Clark, this suits Ubley's style. The rain and moisture isn't going to affect them running the ball. They give it to Bland, the senior here, and man, he flew through the middle of the field.
Memphis looks a little sluggish out there. Ubley going for the 2-point conversion, and they're going to pass it, in fact. And it is caught in the right side, right corner of the end zone. Is that number 80?
That's 30.
Number
Curtis
30.
Booms.
Curtis Booms is just bringing him in left and right on those 2-point conversions. And now, just like that, it's 38-20. Ubley with an 18-point lead.
Man, again, that's the third time tonight. Curtis Booms hauling in a 2-point conversion. They found a play here that's working for him to get him that bonus 2 points. But again, it all starts with a big run, and they're taking it to Memphis after the break, coming out firing.
Memphis looks a little sluggish. All their hands are on their hips. It looks like they've never seen rain in the Blue Water.